I will give the English-speaking people enough time to take the headsets for the translation. I'm very pleased to be here. I would like, first of all, to pay tribute to the persons who are present here and following us online. I would like to say Djibouti is a small country in the Horn of Africa with 1 million inhabitants. And Djibouti is surrounded by a number of countries that are unstable. We have Eritrea, Somalia, Yemen. We're in the MENA region, and we have about a budget dedicated to healthcare of around 7% of the national budget. And I think that the presenter, rather brilliant, showed the fact that after COVID, the donor budgets allocated to health were diminishing little by little, and the different conflicts that threaten our region, our MENA region, because of that, the donors for development aid go toward areas where the needs are the greatest. So we were dealing with a reduction in more rare support for development. As we also realize that government found it difficult to finance, especially in some sectors that they did not see as being a top priority, which enabled us to perform this alignment to pool development aid. We were able to change our way of working, our mentality, and especially in terms of governance, in terms of the laws governing the Ministry of Health, we were able to change our way of working, change our organization chart, and set up an agency that would manage portfolios that would pool all development aid dedicated to healthcare. This enabled us to finance and to streamline this rare resource that development aid has become. This enabled us to basically bring together under the same roof portfolios, for instance, of the World Bank, multilateral, Gavi, Global Fund, as well as bilateral funding, friendly countries such as the French Development Agency, the Japanese Development Agency, and also donations from China or USAID, for instance, funds coming from the United States. And this enabled us to finance sectors that are priorities, and the top priority was maternal and infant health that provided significant added value in the area of health, and especially from the point of view of nutrition, because Djibouti is a country, a desert country, and we had high levels of malnutrition and also vaccination. Healthcare care provided to prenatal at the prenatal level to mothers and infants, and some other areas. I'm a pediatrician by training. This is an area that was particularly interesting to me. This the mothers and children, that couple is something that is really a driver in healthcare, and this enabled us to finance and to streamline our costs. That is how a number of projects where financing is diverse. A single vaccination or nutrition project, well, you have the World Bank, you have Gavi, sometimes the Global Fund, different institutions which used to not work together work together, and we have some very, very good results. This has had a very significant impact on healthcare expenditures because, as you know, state resources are also very limited. The Ministry of Health depends largely of the budget on the budget ministry, so that even if we have the third budget behind national education, but also security, that too is a very important area for public authorities. Healthcare is in third position. This enabled us, when you can finance certain sectors that are sometimes neglected or where the state does not see an added value, for instance, nutrition, because a country is going to have, a long-term malnutrition, and so the state doesn't see the advantage. But when you have good results through nutrition or, let's say, vaccination, then the state starts investing. So sometimes you have combined investments between development aid, but also the government. That is how we were able to, for the first time, to include in our budgets, we have budget headings which were not supposed to come together if the partners or the donors had not initiated this implementing this activity, like vaccination, for instance. This is the first time this year where we had a budgetary heading for vaccination, which is very significant and which enables us to purchase or to introduce, for instance, new vaccines such as HPV vaccines, malaria vaccines. This has enabled us also in malnutrition. The government was able to invest. So we sometimes have a mixed fine funding between the government and donors. Before that, we had only donor development support funding, and then we have the state separately. Now we have mixed funding, mixed financing between the government, so the state, and also development support. We're even thinking currently of including in this pool the United Nations agencies that are a bit reticent, but we are thinking instead of having a, the WHO, OIM, different UNICEF and so forth, who were working in silos beforehand, we would like to work together and streamline even further and have programs that are more effective.
We have some pieces of information that are extremely interesting. First of all, development aid has to be following certain criteria. What the lady here said is very important on results, because this help must be helpful and that it must go straight to those populations who are most in need of that assistance. So the equity, the results are important. Results must be there. That's the first thing I would say. The second one that I wanted to say is that the assistance, it's in unequal. Some countries never mind manage to use all of the resources, whereas others are not enough, do not have enough help. That's why in East Africa, at least, we managed to talk between ministers of health, the IGAD. IGAD is our regional committee for East Africa. We talk about how we can regionalize assistance. In other words, instead of talking about specific countries, we may have resources that will be underspent. How can we, instead of countries, how can we talk about regional spaces and to think at a different scale, the regional scale, instead of talking about specific countries, especially in certain number of health sectors, where you can indeed have a regional approach. Diseases do not have a do not know about borders. COVID, for example, in East Africa will very easily reach another area in one day. You can have epidemics in the country, and it can be valid for other countries, may say, a few weeks later. That's why in the health sector, we have to work very hard. And that is precisely what we have to think about today. Regional, so as to have regional assistance on certain fields. For example, TBC. This is very interesting with Ethiopia, which is our next door neighbor and friend. We have a common protocol. We work together. In other words, if a treatment has been started in Ethiopia, we can end it in Djibouti and vice versa. We can do the same thing with development assistance. These are the two things that can definitely boost assistance. But what is very important is what the lady just said. We need results. We have to make sure that in the field, we must have something that we can measure, that we can pick the most efficient fields and not just give away, say, topsy-turvy assistance to development.